Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission, to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Red Game Radio with your host DJ Smith, the international
call. Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting Friday night.
Interface complete.
We are starting on time. You know why? Because we high. Fucking right. You know what I'm saying? You ain't high. The fuck up out of here, man. It's going down real big. This is your homie. If you don't know me, you know what I'm saying? Captain Motherfucking Smell So Good. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. And, yeah, we is up in the building, man. With Who Has the Best Weed Wednesday? Of course, this is Weed's Day Wednesday, where we, you know, talk about all herbalicious type shit any motherfucking ways. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, this is just one of those days that, we get into some funny shit. Thought I had a new little promo, but apparently I can't find it. But I will let you guys hear it in just El Segundo. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I thought I did not motherfucking. Wait, people. Check this out.
You smell so motherfucking good, you bitches.
Can you tell what the hell that said?
You smell so motherfucking good, you bitches.
Well, something like that. Captain, smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say, you know what I'm saying? But it didn't seem to come out like that. All right, so check this out. We're gonna wait till a couple people come through, you know what I'm saying, of course, and get into the general discussion, man. We're trying to find out who has the best weed, best herb from around the world. And I mean the world. Now, a couple of motherfuckers is at the top, of course. You know what I'm saying? Amsterdam, all right, just because of popularity, you know what I'm saying? The Netherlands, just because of my motherfucking co-host, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Sayonai is from the Netherlands, and he tells us all about that good shit. Belgium, because he put Belgium on the map. California, because my homie Goofy Bo claims that Cali has the best smoke. Washington, because Heavenly Angel claims that they got the best medical smoke. You know what I'm saying? So who got it? That's what it's all about today, people. Who the got it? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, in order for us to get right, we got to get high. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is going on with the switch today, man? What the fuck is this shit? All right, people. We of course, we always have technical difficulties with this ragged-ass damn network. Probably after I start talking about Dev Daily and shit, because they done banned my home girl off the network and shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. Shouts out to Hamie Garcia up in this motherfucker early. Can't believe that shit. But, yeah, that's what it do. What the fuck is going on with the internet? All right, people, I'm about to get pissed off. Okay, let's see if we can get this shit started one more again. Using Google Chrome. And Google is sucking right now, absolutely sucking meatballs. Yeah, and I'll keep it clean like that. But it's actually sucking right now, and it's not letting me do anything. Don't know why. Right. It's some bullshit, people. All right, look. All right, I got some technical difficulties. Yeah, all this shit's fucked. Internet all slow and shit. Uh-oh. Is it coming down? Yeah, shout out to Texas. But I don't know about y'all, man. Y'all, You know, y'all got cheap weed. I ain't going to say it's the best weed. You know what I mean? Y'all were getting that imported weed from Mexico and all that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I know y'all got the cheapest weed, though. I bet that. You know what I'm saying? Texas is known for the cheapest weed. So, yeah, and shouts out to It's a Dash Life. You know what I'm saying? It's a good video. Check that out on YouTube.com and type in Dash Life, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, Dad's got together and put together a little video. It's pretty cool. I mean, it just surprised me. Everybody resorts to hip-hop, though. You know what I'm saying? Old white people, you know what I'm saying? They ain't all on TV doing the old raps and shit. You know what I'm saying? When a few years ago, you motherfuckers shunned rap. Oh, fucking hip-hop. No, my kids are listening to it. Now you motherfuckers is listening to it, Soulja Boy and shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, Texas got cheap women, too, my bad. Shouts out to that. That puts you guys a little bit above everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Even if they got the best weed, cheap chicks is always a plus. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. What the fuck is going on with the switchboard, man? This is some bullshit, Alondo. This is some bullshit, man. All right, people, we're going to have to get ready to go to the motherfucking CB radio in a minute, you know what I'm saying? We already see what they trying to do. They want to probably affect the bandwidth and shit, slow shit all the way down. But I mean, I've been getting this shit here, boy. This has been really fucked up. Skip that shit, Firefox. Let's see if we can use Mozilla. You got to keep a couple of browsers, people. That's one thing you got to do. Keep a lot of browsers open. And, one of these motherfuckers gonna work. Let me try Internet Explorer. So anyway, I got a little bit of herb today to share with y'all. You know what I'm saying? And if you missed the show yesterday, man, please run back to archive. Shouts out to the Elohim. You know what I'm saying? The great Elohim. The Elohim show for calling up and getting into a, shunned away, but much needed to kind of get out of the way topic. You know what I'm saying? We got to get this fucking color shit on out the way, man. And, everybody needs to just turn fucking green. You know? Oh, I smoke weed. Everybody looks green when you're on the green. You know what I mean? That's real. And like I say, the only thing that we got to bitch about and complain about is another person's color. But you can't say shit about, oh, man, that motherfucker, he tall. Okay, you tall motherfucker. You medium-sized motherfucker, you short-haired motherfucker, man, that old long-haired motherfucker, come on, now that shit don't even sound right. Now, you say that old black-ass motherfucker, okay, you put color to it, white-ass motherfucker, I'm saying, then you put color to it, then you put, you know, like it gives substance or something, so we got to take the substance, all the way out the picture, you know what I'm saying, and, that's what time it is. This shit still ain't pulled up. Motherfucking, the chat works. That's weird. How the hell the chat work, but the goddamn, what's it called? I don't ban the guests. Oh. Alright. What the hell kind of shit is that? I'm trying to help with my stats there. Jaime Garcia is logging in twice. You know, I be noticing, little trick that motherfucking some hosts be doing now. I'm on the show. And I'm wondering why the hell this dude, I kept seeing guests come in with the same exact numbers. You know what I'm saying? You know how when you log in, it'll say guests, and they have the last little digits. Well, it said guests with the same exact digits, but then a number 2 at the end in parentheses. You know what I'm saying? So this motherfucker logging in and shit under other browsers. Like you can open up Mozilla, open up Windows Explorer, and open up Google Chrome, and you can actually keep logging in as guests. That boosts up your show stats. Yeah, making it look like there's a lot of motherfuckers on your show. I ain't too high to motherfucking see through that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, that's just a little tips of the trick, you know what I'm saying? If y'all trying to learn, some way to cheat boost your shows out there, you know what I'm saying? You can cheat boost your shows. By opening up multiple browsers and, just letting a bunch of guests come in, you know what I'm saying? Because even when the guests come in, that's a view. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter if it's a logged on person or if it's just a guest. You know what I'm saying? You get views for that. So that's what I don't know. I mean, I might be wrong. I might be just jumping to a conclusion. You know what I'm saying? But that's what it looked to me. That's the way it looked to me. And I got three damn browsers open, and none of the motherfuckers working. Tell me what is that all about. Boy, I tell you, man, sometimes you just can't pay for good internet, boy. Just can't pay for good internet out there, people. You know? All right, we're going to try to go to the back door and use Mozilla. Let's see what the fuck Mozilla does. Even Mozilla was tripping earlier today. I'm like, God damn, what the fuck, man? I got a damn, you know, you got the cable internet and shit, so the cable internet, you know what I'm saying, is supposed to, you know, be doing what it do. It's supposed to be fast and furious. This shit sucks. This shit sucks, man. Sucks wet. I don't know. Sucks. That's all I can say. And big ups to everybody on Tiny Chat. Yeah, I was hanging out on Tiny Chat yesterday with a bunch of perverts, you know what I'm saying? And shouts out to all the perverts of Tiny Chat and all you old bust-ass motherfuckers who hate on the motherfucker when he come through with his handy, with his mini-cam little effects on and shit. They be hating on me and shit. Oh, man, where do you get all those effects from? You pussy-ass dumb motherfuckers. You just act stupid, bitch. I motherfucking tell you anything you want to know. Dumb-ass motherfuckers. Then you go into the rooms where these motherfuckers got a couple of holes, throw-ass holes on the damn webcam. Showing titties. Hey, show your titties. We want to see some tits. See no motherfucking titties, man. Fuck titties. Bitch, put your pussy on the glass. You know what I'm saying? Turn around and bust it wide open or something. You know, do something, tricks or something. You know what I'm saying? Go call a friend over and get beyond yourself. You know? Shit, all that other bullshit. Yeah, man, let's see some titties. Want to see some titties? Fuck titties. That shit pissed me off. I got a song about it, though. You want to hear it? Here it go. I'm just bullshit. All right. What the fuck is that? All right. Hold on, people. I see y'all, goddammit. I see you. Shit. Go ahead and beam a couple of mofos in this song, bitch, man. Timmy, get your ass on out of the way, man. Beam some motherfuckers up, man.
Timmy!
Something be good for something. Hey. All right, heartbeat. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Hold your ears.
Timmy! Move out the way, Timmy.
Oh, there she go, people. Hold on. What the f*** is playing in the background, man? What the f*** is this?
Yeah, I hear an echo. Echo.
I'm hearing
echo.
A lot of shit. I don't know what the hell is going on.
But you got tricks going on over there, huh?
Woman, where you been at? Everybody, this is Mrs. Angels of Heavenly of Angels, all the way from Washington, home of the best medical week, so they say.
Washington State, that is.
Yeah, well, I didn't put the dicks on chicks, so, you know, everybody should know. You know what I'm saying? What's up, home of the best medical marijuana?
It's all good. How are you doing? Missing you.
Yeah, what's been happening? How you been doing? Been wondering what that's
hanging
going
in there.
On.
The weather sucks here. We're not even having a real summer here.
Oh yeah. What kind of weather you been having?
It's been like in the 60s, and then around the evening it reaches the 70s. Woohoo!
Well, what do you want?
80s, I want 80s and 90s. I want your Florida weather.
Well, come get some Florida oil spill water then. How about that?
Yeah, no, I don't want that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, that's all included. That's all included.
At least they got the cap on. I mean, they could have did that the first day.
On. They ain't got no fucking cap on. The motherfuckers put a relief valve over that shit so they can take that goddamn $500 billion fucking ship back to Tanzania, dump it off, and then bring that bitch back and say, oh, well, it's leaking again. We got to suck some more off. Anybody want to put some money on it? Anybody want to put some money on it?
You watch. It will happen.
Anybody want to put some money on it? I can go ahead and get rich like these motherfuckers is. I guess they betting. Hey, man, I bet you the American people won't fucking do anything about it. Watch. Let's go poison them again. Yeah, let's fucking leave it off for another 30, 60 days and shit while we suck this shit. Hell of a man. And they ain't even telling them about the leak that's in the some other fucking shit. Because of this, it's another damn, or it's caused another oil leak. But they ain't even saying nothing about that.
Are you talking about the one in Alaska?
Yeah, that, man.
Yeah, that's been going on just as long.
Man, they ain't even, but see, they ain't even saying nothing about that. You know
not one bit of news about the Alaskan oil leak up there.
They ain't saying nothing about it. Nothing.
Nothing. Not one word. You know all hell would break loose if they did.
But you got to think now, where's Alaska at? Alaska's at your tip of the earth, tip of the fucking point. Everything from Alaska is going to trickle down. So, they're hitting your ass from both sides. They're hitting you from the Alaskan side, and then they're hitting you from, you know what I'm saying, the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they got the Pacific Ocean where I'm at, and then they got your Atlantic Ocean over there.
Yeah. So, you know, motherfuckers think they're getting away from it. People, you're not getting the fuck away from it, all right? It's poison everywhere in your water. It's poison everywhere in your water. Oh, yeah.
So how you doing? How's the weather down there?
We at currently 88 degrees and a blistering 88 degrees with high humidity.
That's good.
Yeah, well, the humidity sucks, man. I mean.
Yeah, that's for sure. It does. You can't even breathe down there. You're right about that.
Damn, what a humidity nasty. I walked out last night. Oh,
love. Can't even walk outside and take a breath of fresh air.
It's just like you breathing moisture, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, so much moisture in there. Yeah, it really, sinus stuff is sucking right now, you know what I'm saying? Everybody with allergies and shit, hay fever sufferers, yeah, y'all suffering like a motherfucker right now, boy. Cause
yeah, I know the feeling.
Shit is like, yeah. How the kids going for the summertime, you know what I'm saying?
It's all good. She's going to camp in a few weeks.
Oh, in a few weeks. When school start back up there?
September, the first week of September.
Oh, God damn. You got a whole nother damn shit.
Month.
School start back August 1st. Well, the first week of August here, so.
Really? In a couple weeks? Wow.
Yeah.
That's no summer.
Shit, me, the some bitches been out since June something. They little punk ass back to school. They've been out too goddamn much long anyway. They don't get too many days out of school now as it is anyway.
They do get out a lot. But hey, remember when you were a kid, you know you enjoyed your summers.
Hell no, I didn't. I worked every summer for summer, and that's what pissing me off too. Now they done did away with the goddamn summer job programs for the kids and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I used to be in the summer youth work program.
Talking about, we had to, you know, save the state budget, whatever the fuck, and that became one of the budget cuts. So they say fuck
naturally.
The youth and let the youth run around all fucking summer long with nothing to do but like the goddamn chicken with a head cut off, you know what I'm saying, and create mischief so we can lock their punk asses up and get them prepared for the goddamn jail to the prison system. But if they're working, they ain't got time to be thinking about all that.
That's true. Making some money.
Yeah.
Making minimum wage.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what's been going on, you know what I'm saying? But
it's Weeds Day Wednesday.
Yeah, this is who has the best.
It is Wednesday, isn't it? Or is it Tuesday?
Yeah. It's who has the best weed Wednesday.
How are we supposed to know that?
Who has the best weed? Well, I guess we'll have to do like some series of votes. You know what I'm saying? Out of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 locations. I got Amsterdam, the Netherlands, Belgium, California, and Washington. Matter of fact, I'm going to set a poll up so we can go and vote on the poll who has the best fucking weed. We're going to get down to the bottom of this, people.
Probably the Netherlands.
I wouldn't know because I not ain't brung his mood up make herself here yet. So.
Yeah, he's late, huh?
It's all good, man. I was late all last week. I went to my family reunion. Went out of town for a lot of them. Took a semi-vacation. And,
you know, you did?
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't on the show all last week.
Where'd you go? You just took a break?
No, I just went up to Fort Lauderdale. Fort Lauderdale for family.
Oh, that's
years.
Fun.
Yeah. Got to celebrate it, you know, every 2 years, get together with the fam, you know what I'm saying, and see who doing what, and, you know, all that kind of shit, because we really don't get to make it to funerals, you know what I'm saying, so I don't do funerals anyway, so don't do the dead. You know, once your ass gone, peace the fuck out. That's my feeling. Sorry, you know, sorry. Peace the fuck out. What the fuck is going on, man? I'm telling you, I don't have no chat up. What the fuck is going on? Life After Dust, Sadie J is in the motherfucking building. Oh, shit. There goes, there he is. Say night. Netherlands weed does look badass. I'm not looking for looks, Mr. Jaime. We are looking for the potent smoke with a taste. Yeah. I'm fucking running out of room on my goddamn shit, man. Fuck. I'm trying to zip files and shit because I got too many damn files, man, on my motherfucking computer and shit. I've been trying to zip everything up so I can delete all the other shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Make room. Yeah, I got to make room. That's too much shit. Let me delete all this shit. Delete all of this shit. Try to make room, people. I'm trying to make room. All right. That's,
let me call you right back, Melly Love.
All right. Yeah, because I got to be in Cyanide.
I'll be right back.
All right. That is the lovely Heavenly Angel, ladies and gentlemen. And,
I'll be right back. Stay tuned.
She's going to put something nice on for us. Oh, I meant.
Ready.
Oh, I didn't know you were still there. I didn't know you were still there.
I'll be right back.
I don't know. My last woman told me that. I ain't seen that bitch since. You know what I'm saying? Baby, I'll be right back. My ass ain't been back since. Goofy Bone, where the fuck you at, you mother nuka?
Now what, motherfucker? Where you at?
Hey, brother, I didn't ask you to use the English, all right? All right. Muda nigga.
Hey, what's up, people? How you doing? This is Goofy Bone calling live from San Jose, California, where we do have a good representation of the best weed throughout the United States.
Who has the best? I'm setting up the fucking poll, people. I'm already getting the poll ready.
I'm talking about throughout the United States. I tried the Netherlands stuff. It is really good, very potent, but it puts you to sleep quick.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. See, that these are factors that we're saying, people, okay? If it makes you go to sleep quick, all right, no. We're not looking for that to me that's a good weed, but it's not a good weed. You want a weed that keeps you up, you know what I'm saying, so you can enjoy the high, not that hit it two times and you fucking just comatose and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, my back, I can't feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like, God damn, what is this? Novocaine weed? So, you know, you got to be careful, people. There's some strong shit out there. But it's not in Florida. Yeah, it's definitely not.
Well, I don't know, Smelly. You tried some California weed. What do you think?
It was all right.
It was all right?
It was all right. I guess it was because we got shitted on by the punk-ass Pedro. No,
yeah.
But,
yeah, you know what, Smelly? I'm putting together a fund to bring you to California so you can hang out with me and my pad. So,
motherfuckers, man.
Because I got my shit together now, so we gonna really party, Smelly.
Well, I'm working on mine because I got my truck. I'm getting my truck today, my new truck, so I actually have some transportation, people.
What happened to the 18 van?
Oh, I got rid of it. Yeah, I mean, I wanted a delivery truck. I got a delivery truck. You know what I'm saying?
What I drive?
Oh, yeah. I got a delivery truck. Because I be making deliveries. Yeah. And
but
that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, Smelly, whenever you're ready to come out to Cali, I got my shit together. I got my pad. I got everything. There's a nice little fucking place in the studio for you. So, hey.
What's up with the album and shit, man? Let me roll up. All this goddamn coughing going
on. The album should be done in the middle of August. The Rise and Fall of Goofy Bone.
Oh, everybody been asking me, what's up with the music? What's up with the music? Then I'm on the goddamn show and shit, and I hear fucking Red Shades call in and shit. Don't show me no love. But it's all good. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. I know she got some kind of secret Mexican crushing shit on you, so, you know.
Oh, come on now.
It's all good. But we still play Red Shades up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm still breaking records on that shit.
Hey, Smelly, am I on?
Night.
Alrighty. You never know what happened to me today.
Uh-oh, people. Wait a minute. Something happened to Cyanide.
Put me on mute real quick, because I'm doing some UPS real quick.
This motherfucker, I hear the tape going. Alright, here you go. God damn it. Go ahead.
I was listening to a Blog Talk show today, and somebody came into the chat room. I said, hey, aren't you my predecessor? And yes, she was.
You talked to Miss Tasha Triple A.
Yep. Today.
She said she was going to try to...
And she will be here on Friday.
Oh, okay, Friday, okay. Yeah, she said she was trying to come through, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and let me tell y'all something, people. A great co-host, you know what I'm saying, fills in, you know what I'm saying, what a host can't motherfucking be. So, you know what I'm saying, shout out to, and thank you, Sidenow, for going over to Elohim show. And, you know what I'm saying, supporting the show, being over there, you know what I'm saying. And, yeah, man, that's what we do here, you know what I'm saying. Elohim, man, we need to know. Who has the best weed bucket in the world?
Hey, all right? That's easy.
This show's about the world, and I mean the world.
Hey, that's easy. I do.
hey, bro. Wait. My motherfucking button is at? I'm about to have a, I know you just didn't go there and claim that. Claim that. I tell you what, homie.
See if you bastards can do 90.
Oh, sorry about that. Let me beam somebody up in here real quick. I see your hands up. Timmy, bring them on in, brother. All righty, there you go. Who this is?
Hello, I'm Claret.
Oh.
You've gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
It's time out in the motherfucking building, people. They already know what the habit is, man. This is a set of baby powder. I put them on both of my hands and smack it across your face, Jay. God damn right, that's how we do it. Trilateral style is up in this. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, before I bring Elohim on the show, you know what I'm saying?
Let's get one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your ball. Got it?
Okay. Just a hood service announcement there, people. Just a hood service announcement. All right. Let me beam him up. Here we go. And get his punk up to chat. Get your ass out of the way, boy. The hell going on? All right. Hold on. Let me check on Bag Rap over here. Hey, Bag Rap, are you still... wrapping bags? Okay.
No. Hey, what's up?
Look at this motherfucker here.
Hey, man, I am trying to be... Since the IRS fucked me over, I have to have a job. You know what I mean? To show that I make the money that I make. So, you know, excuse me for my fronts.
Oh. Right. He's fronting. I'll buy that for a dollar. Guess where he's working at, people? Guess where he's working at? Y'all know where he's working at?
I'm working. Does anyone know where I work at?
I do.
Yes. You work, don't you work at the new strip club? What's the name of that strip club?
Crazy, you working at the Crazy Cop?
Yeah, there we go. The Crazy Cop.
This motherfucker working at the Crazy Cop. Hey, brother, she did tell me to play that since you came on and shit.
What is a gentle?
This is Goofy Bone's new employer.
He is well-dressed and treats the lady with respect.
Want to be a gentleman? Pay a woman the ultimate compliment by shoving 20s in her panties at the Crazy Cop. Oh, tonight. And every night, your luck is in town at
and
the Crazy
every
Cop,
night.
Where the ladies are beautiful and, oh, so very friendly.
Come on, boys. I'm waiting for a gentleman like you.
That's right. Candy wants to fake break herself for money and make you feel exactly what you're not. A lady killer. It's the gentleman's choice. And a lady always loves to be noticed. Woo-wee!
What could be more gentlemanly than staring at silicone breasts while my wife is playing slot machines?
Nothing.
I'm here for a conference. What about my colleagues?
I'll make you all feel special, one after the
just
other.
Give me your money.
Give me money.
Yes, bring your clients. After all, once they see how drunk and horny you get over a pair of fake bazookas,
they're
sure
definitely coming to Florida.
Professional input, seriously. What gentleman wouldn't?
Well, a lady likes to be treated.
Only at
this makes it official. This makes it official.
It's your duty as a gentleman.
Yeah, the Crazy Cock Strip Clubs. You can find them two locations, one on the west and one on the east, at 1290 6th Street, downtown San Jose, 95111. Or you could go to the East Coast and find them at 810 7th Avenue, New York, New York, 10019.
All right. And just to let y'all know, you know what I'm saying, it's summertime officially down here in Florida. So I've been getting my swole on, you know what I'm saying? I had to go out and hire me a personal training and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to get ready for the hood marathon. It's where we put TVs on the corner, you know what I'm saying? Something like I'm going to get you, sucker, you know what I'm saying? So you got to run with the TV for a block, you know what I'm saying? Drop that, pick a blunt up, smoke a blunt, you know what I'm saying? Run half a block, pick a quarter, hit the quarter two times, do four push-ups, and then continue running another block. This is only a two-block event because, you know, shit, we ain't got that kind of stamina. But if you ain't got a trainer and you need somebody to work out with you, holler at my boy.
Hi, I'm B.J. Smith. In my long and illustrious three-year career at the top of pro football, I whooped some serious ass and got paid for it. They didn't call me death in tight pants for nothing. When you have such a rewarding career maiming others as I have, you know how to stay fit. Through running, wrestling, stepping 20s down panties of foxy strippers, firearm training, naked pursuit, and beating the hell out of your fellow man. That's what keeps me healthy. And now, using training methods I perfected, it's going to work for you. With BJ's Fit for Football, watch those pounds fall off. I'm down to 300 pounds using exactly the method I demonstrated on tape. I mean, who are you going to trust to get you fit? A man who can rip your arm off and beat you with the wet end? Or some aerobics instructor who wouldn't get drafted by the local hopscotch team? Hell no. BJ's Fit for Football, out now on Beta and VHS.
No.
Remember, to win the game of football or life, you have to annihilate everything in your past in a blind rage.
And just to let y'all know, you know what I'm saying, I now have the audio on cassette tape, you know what I'm saying? So if y'all need it, yeah, we won't, you know what I'm saying, we still got the original good equipment. You know what I'm saying? All that CDs, DVD shit, you know what I'm saying? Y'all be trying to get all technological jazzed on. That shit don't be working, you know what I'm saying? Got to go
what
old
are
school.
Are you banning the Netherlands?
Oh. Y'all still on tapes?
No, I threw my tapes out a few years ago.
Oh, I was going to say, God damn. Well, you know, I still sell tapes. These old throwback-ass old people down here, I don't know what the fuck they smoking on, but damn. Tapes went out in 1999, people, and motherfuckers still 2010 thought, hey, man, you got cassette tapes.
I used to have a mini disc player, but I threw that out eventually. Nobody had mini disc anymore, so.
Yeah, well, yeah, nobody even had that. Ain't even catch on downhill, you know what I'm saying? Elohim! Hotep, my brother. Crute. Squeeze my dog to you.
What's happening, my dude? You's a nut, man.
Oh. No, man. No, the day is who has the best weed Wednesday.
Man, well, right now, I'm smoking on some y'all niggas crumbs, man. Let me tell y'all something. Up here in New York, we don't get what y'all get, man.
That motherfucker say some y'all niggas crumbs. I ain't
even had that type of weed yet.
I mean, what?
I'm smoking on y'all crumbs, man. I'm getting y'all crumbs, man. Can I get what y'all get?
I posted a link to what I'm smoking right now.
I was going to say, because, if I post a link, it'll be, I just take a webcam shot of my backyard, goddamn it, because that's what I'm smoking on, backyard.
In New York, man, they have you on some nonsense called purple, diesel. Nah, the haze is finished now. They don't smoke haze no more. It's this new thing called sour diesel.
Yeah, the sour diesel shit.
They heavy on that, and they got some new shit called Blue Dream out here, but that shit kind of cool. I ain't gonna lie. That Blue Dream shit is all right.
Blue Dream.
There's something called Blue Dream, Sour Kush. Sour Kush is all right, you know what I'm saying? But that Blue Dream is where it's at. That shit is popping. That's for me. Out of all this different stuff they coming down here with, I'm smoking some shit called Blue Dream. That shit is crazy. I like that.
Okay, now, are you an avid smoker or are you,
Man, I burn
just...
all the time, homie. Man, I burn every day, all day. I'm a pothead. I'm going to keep it real. I'm a spiritual dude, but I'm a fucking pothead. I'm not a hypocrite.
I mean, how can you not be spiritual if you don't smoke weed?
Yeah, as I'm saying, Elohim is not a hypocrite. I don't give a shit. Who knows? I smoke weed. I burns every day blunts like a motherfucker. You hear me? When I make my beats, when we in the lab, I'm burning, I'm doing me. I'm doing me, son. Like right now, I'm burning and chilling, man. I'm just doing me, express myself. You know what I'm saying? But I'm in control of myself.
Join the team.
Well, I guess that's why we, you know what I'm saying, we all attract each other on this show, man. Potheads, you know what I'm saying?
Man, this is a herb. This ain't no drug. This grows off the ground. This is not a drug. This is a herb.
If you want a drug, you can go to every store and buy alcohol.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Go to CVS and get you some goddamn Robitussin.
Yeah.
Or some goddamn any over-the-counter motherfucking drug like that, and your ass will get drunk off of that shit.
That's drug.
That's
now,
drug.
I'm smoking herb. You feel me?
That's drug. Herbs. Don't say marijuana.
New York City, y'all. I'm being real. I just want y'all to know I'm a real dude. Don't think I'm on some old phony bullshit. Now, Elo is real, son. I'm letting you know that.
As long as you don't think we sitting out here playing, making fake smoke effects and shit.
I
want to
smoke, but y'all smoking. What you talking
everything
about?
Everything is real up this motherfucker. Unscripted.
Send me some of that shit from Florida. I know y'all niggas got that.
Hell no. Man, listen, the only time we be getting that good is normally Christmas time. That's when you get what's called Christmas weed. You know what I'm saying? You get that. I don't even know where the fuck it come from. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, take a chance and get the fuck out of here. But
shall I tell
the year,
you why the weed is better in the wintertime?
What?
Because most people grow in the attic, and in the summertime it gets too hot, and it's impossible to regulate the climate, the temperature, and the humidity. And then you get sucky, low-quality wheat. And in the wintertime, it's nice and cool in the attics, and the wheat grows fine.
Wow. Well, we ain't got no attics in this motherfucker, but all right.
I wish I did. I have about 2 feet
We ain't got no attics, no basements. Shit, the attic that we do got, we don't go into them shits. That's where the goddamn insulation and shit at. You know what I'm saying? We don't fuck around with that. We don't even fuck around with growing, man. You know what I'm saying? Not down in Florida. I tried. You know what I'm saying? Got a little weed plant, but that son of a bitch, man, please.
I'm like y'all just, up here. A phone call and it comes to me.
Yeah. It just, you know what I'm saying? That other shit is just, nah. All right. So this leads to the question, people. We got contestants, all right? We got the Amsterdam. We got the Netherlands. We got Belgium. California.
Wait.
Washington. Hey, I guess we had to put Texas and New York on it. All right.
Amsterdam
KO'd,
and
man.
The Netherlands is the same thing.
So y'all done KO'd me. I can't come.
No, it ain't, goddammit. Amsterdam is in Germany.
Y'all done
KO'd
me.
Amsterdam is in the Netherlands.
It is?
Yeah, it is. Come on, I visit Amsterdam frequently. It's in the Netherlands.
Okay, so it's a city. It's just like saying
it's
another
city.
City
in the Netherlands, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I stand highly
correct.
Corrected.
Highly correct.
You're highly. Correct. I'm KO'd. I can't even hang with y'all. I'm from New York. What I can talk about?
Well, I mean, I ain't never been to New York. So if I call my homeboy up, you know what I'm saying, he'll probably tell me, matter of fact, let me hear Ashwood up. Let's get a Harlem representative.
Oh, Harlem.
You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
Because I'm Brooklyn right now.
Yeah, let me
uptown.
Get a Harlem.
You're going uptown right now.
Let's see if we can get a Harlem representative on the line.
Yeah, get up.
You know how the game show hosts. Can I call in one of my friends? Well, yeah. And then your goddamn friend lose you $1 million.
Yeah, you
stick with your own dumb ass.
You got one lifeline left.
One lifeline. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm going to call Pookie on 4th Street. Yeah, call Pookie on 4th Street. Yeah, he going to be hanging out at the payphone about this time anyway. Yeah, just call his number. All right, Pookie, dog. All right, this for a million ham sandwiches. All right, this for a million ham sandwiches. We got to win this. We got to win this one. We'll be lost like a motherfucker waiting on Pookie. Pookie ain't even going to answer the phone for one thing. You know what I'm saying? Shit, he all at the other payphone. Nigga, I had to switch up. The corner was hot today. You know what I'm saying? The corner was hot. Oh, sorry about that. People don't sell drugs around here. My bad.
And let me tell you something. New York City, all that got shut down, son. All that drug hustling on the streets in New York, that's a dead thing, man. They can't.
Oh, yeah, it's dead everywhere, man. It's dead everywhere. With the invention of the police camera and cameras period, that shit is deader than four doornails. If you catch a nigga standing on the corner down here talking about, oh, I got some weed, oh, I got some dope, oh, I got anything but an ID on his motherfucking ass, shit. You will see the police.
Them hustling days on the block is over.
Those are the police. If you see anybody standing on the motherfucking block talking about, and you approach them and they tell you, yeah, I got it, that's the police. Why this nigga do this shit? You do this every motherfucking day. From 12 to goddamn 2, you call me on the goddamn motherfucking phone. What? Nigga, you forget everything. And you call me every day. All right. Yeah, people, this is the one that was stealing the food stamps card, the $25 food stamp card for the old lady and shit. Yeah. Talking about she owed him $10 and shit. I just take the $25 food stamp card. You can't be stealing old people's shit. Jesus. That's my cousin, people. My bad. That's how we do it down here. We rob old folks for food stamp cards. You know what I'm saying? We got to have it.
You'd be surprised what people do, man. See, that's funny you bringing that out, but that's what people do, some weird shit in the world. And these be true stories, the craziest incidences.
Man, I ain't listen. The story came out, and he keep motherfucking kicking it down. We talking about something, you know, he broke in and went and stole some of the her dead husband's clothes and shit. I'm, the hell? So you doing stealing a bitch dead, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, hey, the nigga's smaller than me for one thing. I'm 162, so I have to put him by 145. Shit, man. Put boxes on, shit look like, you know what I'm saying, four people can get in with them and shit, like, they got two belts on with boxes and shit, like, how you do that? The fuck you got a belt on with your boxes? Like,
man,
damn. Yeah, I got a Velcro belt and shit, so you can adjust it.
Damn, that's crazy.
Coming out this summer, adjustable boxers. All of you thieves out there who steal other people's boxers. Yeah, mother trade that. All right, so we take Amsterdam off the list then. We just substitute Amsterdam with the Netherlands. All right, since that's all apart. All right, so we got Netherlands, Belgium, California, Washington, Texas, and New York.
I tell you, for New York, they always talk about getting that Cali shit and Arizona shit.
Okay, and I forgot about Arizona.
Yeah, they always see now up here in New York, we go for that Ari, you know.
Yeah, and now I got to put Arizona on the map too, yeah, because a lot of people do refer to good weed as Arizona.
Yeah, we get a lot of Arizona up here in New York, a lot of Arizona, boy. That's for us, good weed is when that Arizona come up the block.
What would have got up here? Heavenly Angel got up here. The guest, Haven Garcia, Life After Dust, Live, Sayonai, and the Elohim Show. can't even ask Life After Dust. Eddie J don't know nothing about no fucking weed. You know what I'm saying? He stay in Texas, but no, he don't know nothing about that there. Which is cool, man. You know what I'm saying? Because that's more weed for me. All I believe in shit. Anybody else be like, oh, man, no, I don't smoke, dog. I don't do that shit. Dang it, they don't act like you insult me. See it. Appreciate
yeah, but
it.
The crazy thing is, I be knowing, like, I be knowing where to get the weed from, though. That's what's so crazy. So,
yeah. I'm, but now you got to watch motherfuckers like you. See, y'all be thinking y'all know where to get it at. And then we down here at Betty Joe's motherfucking cafeteria and weed store emporium that's in the back, that is. You know what I'm saying? You go through the third door, walk through the kitchen. Okay, it's going to be a little sliding door. You're going to walk through that sliding door, right? Tell the big dude standing at the sliding door that you want to get some shake, okay? He going to take you four doors down. Okay, you're going to see this old lady making cookies, right? So when you see the old lady making cookies, grab a cookie and you have to run. So when you run with the cookie, she's going to trip you up. And when you trip, you're going to slide into this little old door. And when you slide to the little door, that's where you buy the weed at.
Yeah, that's where you brought up weed from over here.
I need to check
with right.
You only see that in videos up here. That's why I catch the DVDs if I was going on the day I see that. And they be showing them big, crazy packs of butt. I be like, whoa, yo. That's what I'm saying. I get crumbs with y'all got, man. Y'all be having
big don't
man.
Compare it to Florida, though. Don't compare it to Florida. We got places down here like Wild Mama. Like, it's a city called Wild Mama. And this is like real hunky country bunk type, you know, town and shit. So they grow weed, but this shit, it sucks. But, I mean, this shit look like something out of High Times. But it's ragweed. That shit straight fucking ragweed, only for the looks, only to... You know, take a picture with that shit and throw that shit away. Cause
let me ask you a question, because I need to learn something right now. Because you mentioned High Times. I be seeing all kinds of, like, other stuff that they sell that's not weed. What is that?
What you mean? Like enhancers
like
or
weed.
Something?
Yeah, no, it looks like weed, but it's not weed. It's not
oh,
weed.
Oh, you're talking about the legal bud, the legal pot.
Yeah, what's that? What is that? I never tried it. I just thought, what the hell is that?
The legal pot. I don't know what the hell legal pot is. There ain't no such thing as legal pot until you make it legal, goddammit. So
what kind of herb is that? That's what I want to know. How is that?
Well, Mr. Cyanide is the guru on that.
I think it's still marijuana, but they did something to it so it doesn't contain THC.
So why do they sell it so much cheaper then?
I have no idea. Why,
We
used to call stores over at the show to ask some questions. Why don't we do that today, Smelly?
Give
him a call?
Yeah, who we need to call?
The guy that sells the legal butt thing? Ask a couple of questions.
Oh, yeah, let's try to find somebody who sells legal butts. How about that? All right, that's a good one. All right, people, we're going to find somebody who sells legal weed.
I need to know the answer, because I always wonder, what the hell is that? I want to know. Because I want to know, if it's not regular weed, what's different? Now, you're saying the THC. Now, if that's the case, that would be better for every individual who smokes herb.
All right, let's see here. How to order.
Legalbuds.com.
I'm on, I'm on International Oddities.
THC takes away nutrients. You must make sure you eat properly. And all of that, drink your water, your liquids when you smoke weed like that. You must eat.
Yeah, damn sure we'll give you the cotton mouth, boy. And
yeah, you make sure you eat and keep drinking your liquids. Because it
okay,
THC.
Now, all right, look, I'm going to drop this link, y'all. Check this link out. Now, the link I'm dropping is for International Audit. This is supposed to be the place where you get all kind of legal bud and shit. So, let's find out. Now, I need a phone number, though, so somebody can find a phone number. Would greatly be appreciated. They got order by mail, credit cards, prepaid, print forms. All right, where you contact them for that, mother? Goddamn, contact them for. People, one thing about setting up a website is have clear. Oh, sorry. Damn, I'm a pothead. As soon as I said that, right on the goddamn front, 1-800 730, I get Bud.
Oh, man. What a way right. to get it.
All right. Well, let's check it out. Let's give him a call.
First, a special notice from your buds at International Oddities. Did you know other so-called legal bud companies use sugar and food coloring to squeeze shake into a rock-hard ball and call it a bud?
I know what it is.
That's bad for our industry and bad for your wallet. We are the only legitimate legal bud company on the internet that sells real, authentic International Oddities legal buds with the highest quality standards and 25 years of industry respect as experts in hybrid technologies from seed to smoke. Our regular message will now follow.
Welcome to International Oddities, where you can now cut out the middleman and buy direct from the number one source.
God damn, ain't that for y'all motherfucking free promo?
Over 20 years. If you want to save 75% or more on the highest quality legal buds available, you count.
Full quick pay instructions are available online at internationaloddities.com.
To place a quick pay order, pick out which items you want to order and add shipping. If you are in California, also
I'm
add 9.75% sales tax. Add up your
bubble.
Total.
I got to get out this bubble.
What's going on?
Retail storing by a prepaid card for at least the total of your order.
Man, customer service rep. Shit.
I'm in the bubble. You just OP.
535-1703. Available 24 hours a day to
the hell
is
this thing?
It's
customer rep. Customer rep.
And tell them it is a prepaid card that
you it's customer rep.
If any questions regarding
pay zero for customer rep. Customer rep.
Call number and they'll help.
God damn it.
Prepaid card must have a
I ain't got a customer
card
rep.
Discover card logo on it to work.
I want to use my food stamp card.
9-1-5-3-5.
This is legal. It ain't really bud. I should really be able to use it, you know what I'm saying, like a food product.
Give you the fastest shipping in the industry. The very best product. The world over. And pricing that's so good.
God damn it. Y'all
are
hoodwinking me, man. This is some bullshit.
The government don't know about this shit I'm hearing right now.
Damn shit.
Well, I'm looking at the website legalbuds.com. And what I see here is common herbal smoke ingredients, Artemisia vulgaris, Damiana, Cava Cava. They're all different kind of herbs that they're putting in, I guess. Damiana.
About hemp?
Wild lettuce, lavender, Mexicana, Damiana, passion vine, poppy flower, sage.
You know what those are, brother? Let me tell you what those are. Those are psychic herbs. Those are herbs that people do in rituals.
Yeah,
when they
I
go and say that, that's what those are. When you're mentioning herbs and plants, yeah, those are ritual herbs. Those are for shamans and people of India who and witch doctors and priests.
We got to get into that, too, because, see, people be misconstruing the use of herb, weed and shit.
See, that's what
that it ain't
means.
Always for the get-high purpose
yeah,
and
see,
shit, you know.
Yeah, see, once you told me those names, I can tell you what those are. Yeah, that's for the going to the very deep vision states. Take you
okay.
The
then you know. Then you know, Psychotropha viridis also.
That one I don't know, but when you start mentioning lavender and certain other ones, I'm like, okay, these are ritual herbs. These
okay,
are ritual herbs.
Viridis is commonly used in the production of ayahuasca.
These and are all the names that I'm hearing for me for my study of herbs. These are ritual herbs. They're ritual. They're ritual. They're all psychotic herbs. They're all ruled by the moon and Mars. Because the moon, that's where the psychic abilities in our brain is from the moon, basically in Mars. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can get it over at the smart shop over here.
At a smart shop.
Yeah. You can
pretty
get
sure they're selling bud. Yeah, that's a good smart
you,
no.
shop.
Let me tell you, well, you know everybody that dibbles and dabbles with the occult? They would order that type of stuff. So they can trigger off, you know, their metamorphosis that they got to go through, their transformations. These are the things that people like Anton LaVey and Aleister Crowley were smoking.
Two names I ain't never heard of. Huda, what the?
Okay, Anton LaVey and Aleister Crowley are two very prominent occultists back in the 40s. I've studied a lot of things, man, and I know a lot of things. Now, when you mention this, I can just tell you about these things now. That's what these herbs are for, really. That's what these herbs are for. Aleister Crowley, Anton LaVey. Anton LaVey, he still has his church called the Satan, the Church of Satan. He still has
The Deathbed Confession.
Yeah, these guys, this is what they take to go into their psychic states. When they, you see them all running around the circle, and they're all just all in their trance, and they gone, they done smoked all that kind of stuff we're talking about right now.
Hmm.
And that's what you get at Legal Bots.
Yeah, that's you get for the fucking with the legal bars, goddammit.
It's designed to trigger the right side of the brain. Your right side of your brain is your creative side. Your left side is your intellectual side. A lot of people just use their left side of their brain. We got to learn to use. That's why they say we only use like 10% of our brain. The other 90% is your right side. The 10% is what they would say your left side, this conscious state right here. The other 90% is when you can use your visual faculties. When you can start doing things like that, now you're using the whole 100% of your brain. And what triggers that part of your brain is those psychotic herbs.
Mm.
That's what they were taking in the 60s and all that. That's all that. During the psychedelic times. Peace,
buddy. I had Damiana. I'll tell you one thing. That's fucking gross. You'll try that once so you never smoke it again.
Prophet Jackal is in the building, people. Shouts out to Paranormal Soup, Pea Soup Network. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big up in here. Appreciate it.
This is a good show. I mean to cut you off, but this is a good show. You know why? Because we was bugging and laughing about herbs, but now we wind up finding some information about it that was really insightful to us.
Oh, no, that's you know, shit, that's always going to be. It's always a laughing matter, you know what I'm saying? Because the world is something really to laugh at, man. But when it comes down to it, the shit is just so serious on how it works.
When you know the ingredients, I'm like, what? For me, it's
all
like,
the game, people, until you find out what's the end game, goddammit.
Yeah, because for me, it's like, whoa, do he know what he's mentioning? I'm hearing the names of these herbs, and I'm like, whoa.
Can't call none of these people, man. What the fuck is all that?
These are the things they smoke to call the demons out there. Make lightning and thunder. I'm telling you, these are things that they're taking, man. Take you there.
Call conjuring people. Conjuring up the spirits. So we gonna conjure up the goddamn weed fairy or something we can't conjure up? Shit, we need to conjure up one of the, I ain't gonna say the weed god, but whoever controls the herb, you need to bring one of them motherfuckers up. How about that?
Make it plant gonna come out the herb, a big super tree.
Make it plentiful, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and the weed shall inherit the earth. Look, I'm smoking it up. The Lord said, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. All right. We got to call 1-866 Herbs for you, people.
All right. Let's go to school again.
Herbs for you. All right. I know Prophet Jackal of Damn Show said something about Anton Levy. He definitely knows what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I know he does.
He definitely knows.
I knew he was into that once it said Prophet Jackal. I just know by names what you're into. So
yeah, man. You would have to go to, he has his own show on, he got a show on here on Blog Talk too, but they have their own network. It's on www.theparanormalsoupnetwork.com.
Oh, that's Paranormal. He just made me one of my favorite. Yo, Paranormal, man. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
That's who that is, man.
Yeah, Prophet Jackal.
Can I just thank him, please, on your show? Because I just went in my email and my Gmail, and he made me a favorite on his show. And when I look at his status and his friend status and all that, I'm like, yo, brother, thanks a lot for checking my show out, man, and you know, just filling me. Word up, because looking at your status and all, I can see people really You was a big dude up here on Blog Talk, man. You know, so I'm humbly. I'm telling that to you from humbly, grateful that you like my show, brother. For real.
He wrote the Satan Bible. Didn't even know it was a Satan Bible, but yeah. Yeah. Shouts out to that knowledge. Appreciate it.
I got to mention one thing. Occult doesn't exactly mean evil.
No,
it means unknown.
It means culture.
Yes, it
occult is
unknown.
Culture, that's all.
It just means secret.
Occult is culture. Occult is just that. Secret culture. You know what I'm saying? But it's just culture. It's mysteries that, hell, we don't know about our own selves. If you want to call it that, hell. We can get into a cult. There's a lot of shit you don't know about the damn self. Go back to motherfucking Africa and they practicing voodoo and everything else. That to us isn't a cult, but that to them is just their religious practice.
So you're right when you say culture. You're definitely right. But yeah. you didn't say it would be the secret knowledge of culture. See, a lot of people in their cultures, they have an oral tradition and a written tradition. The written tradition is what's given to the masses of the people. But then the oral tradition, which is the occult side, the hidden secret parts, which is the spiritual aspects, is given to just certain. And it's only taught from word to mouth. Now it's in a bunch of books, but back then, and still in certain countries, it's just from word to mouth. Like me, what I know, I would never show you a book. I have to see a certain level you're on for me to even give you an insight into the world of the occult. Because I already know one thing about it. It's real. Anyone who knows that the occult is real is practical. I'm not a book theorist when I talk like this. I'm practical. It's real. And if you don't have yourself right, you're in a lot of trouble. That is nothing to play with. And them spiritual beings and forces will come back and bite your ass and toy with you and rip you to fucking shreds. You got to have power and authority over them. If you don't have that type of psyche to have power and authority over them kind of forces that's coming from them different planes to you, you're in trouble. And that's my only warning to anyone who wants to fuck with that.
Deep words from the Elohim right there, people. Deep words from the Elohim.
Yeah, your show is going towards more and more towards the paranormal every week.
Hey, man, you know, we just some weirdos, period. So life is paranormal, goddammit. You know what I'm saying?
Can I tell y'all a story about what I saw? Since paranoia was on the line, I seen an alien in New York City. I mean in my conscious state, not in the dream state. Bugged the shit out of me, y'all. Listen to this. That's why I know when they show them pictures of them little beady-eyed gray men. Let me tell y'all, them shits is real. Let me give you some... Look, if y'all don't believe me, fuck y'all. I know what the hell I saw in New York. I'm coming down Kingston, going towards Atlantic Avenue. I was walking with my dude. Back then, I was dressed in an old lot of white, and I was more like purifying myself. So I guess that's when my psyche and everything was opening up. So I'm walking down a block, my dude, it's no lie. And all of a sudden, to my right, this thing about 2 feet high just appeared to me for a moment with beady eyes. I just looked at me, I jumped, whoa! He said, what the fuck? I said, you ain't see that shit right there? That's my word. I'm not talking about no vision. Or nothing. I'm standing up and my moon moving around now on some hype shit. Because what I'm telling y'all right now, I've seen that shit in New York City for real, consciously. Not unconscious, not subconsciously, conscious. In the same plane y'all in right now, in this fucking plane, for real.
Well,
for real.
They do claim all the big shit goes out in New York City. That's why you see the bases of all movies are based out of New York. You know what I'm saying? Including disasters now.
Well, you came to the right place, Elohim.
Oh, yeah, because I really, I could share some stuff. You want to talk about it, that's why I'm going to visit his show, because I could share experience. See, a lot of people talk about it. I got experience. I could share some stories, Jack. You want to hear about some shit? I'll tell you about some creatures. You want to hear another one? I'll tell you another one.
Let me tell you something. Hold on.
This is Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize with my international co-host, Sayonai. And when we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out in the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal's Head on www.paranormalsoupnetwork.com.
All right. Had to get our promo out of the way, you know what I'm saying? Get our promo out of the way real quick.
Okay, I can tell you this crazy story. This is about, how many years ago was this? Oh, this is about 97, 98 maybe. I was in my basement, and I'm on the bed, and I'm laying down asleep. And I'm telling you, understand what I'm saying to you. I was just all conscious here in this plane. And I'm, my feet at the end of the bed, and I hear some shit going. I'm like, what the fuck is in this, and it's tugging. The edit in my bed. I'm like, what the fuck is that? So it's going.
Oh, man.
So when I jump up and look, this little thing, I said, get the fuck up out of here. And ran right out. I said, oh, shit. I ain't going to share no more, but I got a whole lot more.
Bring in the new callers.
Move over, Timmy.
State of Washington.
Timmy!
Is here. Well, Hannah, she's back, people. You got some...
Trying to warm up.
Trying to warm up.
It's trying to warm up here.
It's raining, yeah.
Yeah, you probably need a good rain right about now.
Oh, we had a...
Hasn't it been pretty hot over there?
Yeah, a couple of good weeks. We had 100 on 7 days, so that's pretty good for the Netherlands.
Hey, you know, and speaking of your little comment, matter of fact, the other day, Elohim, you know, I said to myself, I said, black folks don't see aliens and UFOs.
Why? I'm going to tell you, know why? They don't look up. If you took the time to look up at night, you would see a lot of things.
Well, you know what? It's funny that you say that. You know, some friends of mine got a lawsuit against the state of Florida. Guess why?
I'm curious.
For light pollution. Because all of the street lights prevented from human beings to be able to actually look up at night, you know what I'm saying, and enjoy what's out there. They got so many street lights set up, you know what I'm saying, that you can't enjoy what's up there. They actually got a lawsuit against that because they say they can't use the telescopes and everything else to look up in the night sky at night.
You blowing me away with that.
And I have two friends of mine, and I mean they are a non-profit organization, dead fucking serious, and they are suing the state of Florida and trying to get certain you know, street lights and you know, not in complexes
those
and stuff
are,
like
those
that.
Are, those are occultists.
But they're trying to get that shit.
Yeah, those are cultures. That's a community. That's a community. They need to be able to see because they want to watch certain. Just want to see certain things. They I hate it.
Yeah, they have it. They have. I ought to call it. Well, she might not answer, but I might call. Let me see.
I promise never to get into the cult side of me on the air.
Hold on, let me call them.
The first
see.
Time, man. I had promised never to do this.
Are you trying to call, Smiley?
This is We Lit. We are calling Q and Nosh.
You called me on a good day, Smiley. You really did.
Hello!
Every day is a beautiful day. Beautiful ladies of this planet, how are you? Greetings and salutations.
Greetings and salutations, brother. These beautiful ladies are doing great. How
are
you?
Yeah, we're going to have to start speaking like that soon anyway. Hey, just to let you know what I'm saying, you was live on Wrecking the Game Radio.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Wrecking the Game.
And everybody, world, you know what I'm saying, this is Mrs. Nosh, one half of We Lit.
That's
and
right.
We Lit Incorporation is a nonprofit organization that pursues education through the means of community, especially for the kids, you know what I'm saying, and teens. That's the direct target, but also adults, you know what I'm saying, arts, crafts, and all other kind of good shit like that.
Yep, arts over adversity. That's right.
Now, I got a question for you. Okay, remember we was talking about the lawsuit against, is it against the state of Florida or is it against the city of Tampa for the light pollution?
Was it the city of Tampa? Hold on, I'll have to conference for a minute.
What I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. See, if I was on the goddamn TV show, so I need to make a call. I want to use my emergency number. This is what I'm going to be calling.
if we are not mistaken, it was with the city of Tampa.
Okay, now tell me, give the world. Tell the world, and I mean the world, what's going on?
Well, the whole idea is that the amount of light that comes out at night, it makes the night sky look like daytime. So the birds' migratory patterns have changed, their behaviors have changed, as well as the humans who need sleep and certain amount of hours of sleep. We're not getting that sleep, so we're more stressed out. That leads to a more violent community sometimes, leads to more diseases, stress, overweight. And if you look in the community now, who's charging us the most to do anything? You go to the gym, they want to make sure you have your wallet before you walk through the door so you can pay for membership to lose the weight that you put on from lack of sleep due to light pollution.
Bam.
I have a question.
In a nutshell.
I have a serious question. Because
all right. No, this is Elohim. He has a show called the Elohim Show. He's based out of New York. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
How are you, sweetheart? You have enlightened
me. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I have a question. Light is powerful, and we are talking about a deep subject. And for how you describe what's happening to the community, why was there purpose for such an intense light? Do y'all have an idea how intense that light is that these people was dealing with, that for that to have to happen?
That's a great question. No, we do not know the intensity. Why we've been told is for advertising purposes.
Advertising?
So that, advertising for your Sam's Club, whose parking lot is so overly lit, you think it was a football field that was lit up at night. And that's right behind my apartment complex.
Yeah, but for me, I know about light. That's still a greater light. Yo, for people who can't get
it is.
You're talking about still like daytime and the patterns of this. What are they doing is what I want to know.
Good question. We can look to conspiracy theorists and everything that we want to, but as far as we've seen, there are no answers. You're not quite sure what's going on or why. Is it a dome? What is it? These are all speculations, so either live with it or you don't, apparently.
Thank you for enlightening me.
No problem.
All right. Yeah, I had to call on that, you know what I'm saying? That's related to this issue. Yeah, the little subject that we currently talking about, you know what I'm saying?
Awesome.
Now, today's show now, we are talking about who has the best weed in the world.
I don't even know about that. I'm not even getting in that conversation.
Oh.
Exactly.
You don't want
to say that. That's right. I answer your phone calls now.
I thought she was going to say Jamaica because, you know, Jamaica got the best weed, y'all mind. We got the best herbs. But
that's why I don't answer your call.
She didn't go there. You know what I'm saying?
So you know Q's book is out.
Go ahead and tell us about the book.
That's right. Miss Kiana Fraser, also known as Q Fraze, native of Florida. Her book, From Petal to Steeple, is published and printed, available on Amazon.com. She's actively touring. So you may see her in a city near you if you're interested. Give Smell a call or give us a call.
Can I ask what kind of book is it?
It's a poetry book that covers political, everyday, love, and spirituality. That's right. Inhale the tree. So you're listening to a track of one of the poems that comes from Q Fraze.
But I would love to give her an hour interview on my show if it's possible.
Oh, that's awesome. And you're in New York, right?
Yeah, I'm in New York. All she got to do is call in the blog talk, like you're doing, and I can give her a whole hour. She can talk about her book, and she can take questions for the next hour. I give her 2 hour interview.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I'm going to play the track after, you know, we finish. I'm going to let y'all hear that Hail the Trees. Because that is the appropriate song for the day, you know what I'm saying, today's show. And it fits right in to what we are talking about. Shouts out to Rob Smooth, by the way. I do see he just popped up in here. You know what I'm saying? Well, hanging. And thank you for coming to the show.
Of course.
Yeah.
So
where's Nas at? Q at?
Q, the phone's for you. Hold on, Q's on the line.
Oh. that other player something. She plays the she played a guitar, y'all, you know what I'm saying, live. I mean Tracy Chapman guitar style, you know what I'm saying? So but she got her own flavor. Oh, hello, Q.
What smell?
Oh, I didn't know you was on the phone, girl. I didn't know you was on the phone. You know what I'm saying? Inhale the tree.
On,
inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
Oh, sorry. Hey, go ahead and kick that poem to me live, girl, without the beat. Go ahead and let me hear that. Inhale the trees.
Inhale the trees. Inhale the trees. Plant the seeds and use the trees to take the philosophical kings on a philosophical journey. Banana, strawberry, whatever your flavor. You inhale the trees as we thumb the pages and flip the paper. Parallel planes. You are El Presidente. Flying with the White Owl. Well, relax, find the friendly skies and optimal comfort. Tell Panama Red what you want as we zigzag through this purple haze and puff the magic dragon. That's just a preview
that's
of Inhale the Trees.
Puff the magic dragon. I heard that.
Oh, yeah. It's going down. That's
I'd love to have her for 2 hours on my show. I'd give you a whole hour for you to just talk about your poetry and give you an hour to take questions on the Elohim.
That would be absolutely awesome.
Q, let me introduce you to everybody. My co-host starting at the top from the Netherlands, Mr. Sinai.
Nice to meet you.
And
nice to meet
we
you.
Got all the way from New York City. New York City. Oh. the great Elohim, you know what I'm saying, from the Elohim show. And then we have straight out of the heavens herself. Representing Washington, and that will be Heavenly Angel. And we got a host of others that's in the chat room, like 3,000 people, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but not really, but I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Great to meet you all. Great to meet you.
Yeah, so what's going on? You know, we got into the, of course, talking about the light, but then she put us on that you got the book finished coming out.
Oh, yeah, the book is done, got all the poems and everything gathered up, edited properly, all the good word out there to get people inspired, to give you some information about what's really going on in the political system, what's going on in your community.
What are the marketplaces that you're seeking to hit, to kind of, advertise?
Right now, I'm not sure if a lot of people know this, but in order to get a book in a store, you have to be a part of a specific publishing team. And that's some of the things that we're tackling as a community. It's not just about us having a book in the store, but it is local people having access to local material and ideas from their own community. But mostly what we've done is connect with the community directly by going into the coffee houses and into some school systems, libraries, and things of that sort, to speak with the people directly, because I'm not sure if a lot of people realize this as well, but governmental funding for libraries has been cut as well. So a lot of the information that
everything.
We once had, yeah, absolutely, a lot of the information we once had access to is not necessarily available to everybody. It is on the internet, but once again, you got to have a computer and internet access in order to get that information. So with this book, it's not just a book of poetry, but it is something for the people to say, hey, maybe it's time for us to wake up and realize what's going on in our community. There's a lot of thought-provoking information in there, to really get us hyped up and say, hey, I never really thought about the fact that freedom ain't free,
See, I need
message.
So how can I get in touch with this sister to get set this show up? I would like to do this Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern from 9 to 11.
Okay, you're in New York, you want to do a radio show from...
Yeah, from 9 to 11.
All right. From 9 until 11?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll go ahead and... hold on just 1 second. Let me see what I have on Friday.
Yeah, they be all kind of places around town because they play live instruments and stuff, so...
Oh, yeah, live music.
Yeah, they're a mobile live band with a taste of poetry.
Absolutely.
Going down.
Can you mention Books the name there. Of the book again, please?
Yeah, what's the name of the book again?
From Petals to People.
All right, hold on.
From Petals to People?
From Petal to People.
Oh, gotcha now, yeah.
Like, Yeah, the part that holds the flower up, the steeple.
Nice.
Petal the steeple.
On Amazon.com.
Yes, on Amazon.com you can find it there.
Amazon. Oh.
The internet is our connection to the world, right?
Right now it is.
Absolutely. For those of us who know.
Can you request for a signed book?
Absolutely, you can. In the comment section, just put in your
name. Oh, you want me to sign it? That's so sweet, girl. I ain't even my book, but I'll sign it. You know what I'm saying? Good looking, girl. I appreciate it. No. Oh, I'm sorry. She's talking to you. Oh. No, go ahead.
You must be smoking something really good over there.
Hey, nothing but the smooth sailing.
You might be the winner today.
Hey, Q, yeah, you answer this since now I just want to stray off and be all whatever. Today is Who Has the Best Weed Wednesday in the world. I mean the world.
The whole wide world.
But you only got five contestants out of Amsterdam, which is the Netherlands, Belgium, California, Washington, New York, or Texas.
Arizona.
And we had to put Arizona on that. And Arizona. And Jamaica.
All right. There you go.
Yo, yeah, yeah.
I know we have somebody from the Netherlands on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Is he biased towards the Netherlands?
Nah, you know, of course, he said he got the fucking best weed. He ain't pissed on everybody else.
I said the best weed is where it's legal. That's where it's the best at.
Okay,
I heard
that. Fucking right. Damn, man, shit. Leave it up to a woman to knock everything.
I guess it'd be the Netherlands, then.
Make the shit all out. I'll try to make it complicated, woman.
Hey,
damn.
Man. Hey, it's best when it's legal.
Are you available on Friday for the show, Q?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be around. Make sure we tune in for that. Have some poems together.
Yeah, y'all hear it live. Boy, I'm telling you, she got some one called The Media.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all ain't even ready for that one, though.
All right, so if Friday at 9 is good, let me see. All you would have to do is call in about right in before 9. No, let you get that. Let the show get juicy a little bit. You can call in about 10 after 9.
Okay.
You know, and then I'll give you an hour from there just to talk and let everybody hear your views and let you enlighten everyone. And then after that, you're going to have a whole bunch of questions ready to come at you after they hear your poetry and all of that. I give you another hour to expound on that, give out your information, tell the world what you're into, or, you know, all your, you know, everything you're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because
we'll definitely be around for that.
Yeah, because my people need to hear that, because you're bringing, just from that one poem alone, I can tell you're going to bring some deep knowledge to them in a form that's going to have people bugging. You know, they're going to be like, wow. They're not going to be able to believe that a message that sounds hood like that can be so deep. All right, from that first poem, I can tell where your vibe is at. It's going to be a good show. I know your book has got to be great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll make sure we keep it live as always.
Okay, so you got to do the Elohim show, and my calling number is 347-215-9485.
Give it to me one more time.
It's 347-215-9485.
All right, I have 347-215-9485.
Right, and let me just get your name correct so I can just put you up and make sure I got you spelled correctly on my description.
Q.
Q.
Ain't no
is that capital?
Spelling. Q.
That's capital Q.
That small Q or big Q?
That's
Q. Right.
You're
right.
Just put Q?
No. Q for Queen? Is it for Queen?
Queen.
It's for Kiana.
Oh, Kiana.
Y'all
want to
get all government?
Too.
Hey, people, what did I tell y'all about government on this show? Ain't no government
Amen.
On this show.
I had to put my government name on the front of the book so y'all know who I am.
So this is Queen Tiana or Kiana? Kiana?
Keep firing! Spend some of that taxpayer money!
Damn it. The hell on y'all.
Is
it
Queen
oh,
Tiana or Kiana?
It is Tiana.
Queen Kiana.
I am a priestess.
Yo, Smelly, you throwing me off, man. You wildin', man.
Oh, my bad. Queen Kiana. Queen Q.
Kiana.
Is it Queen Q?
Kiana. I got you. Queen Kiana.
Would
that be K-I-A-N-A?
It's actually, my name is Q Phrase. It's Q-F-R-A-Z.
Is that Queen Q Phrase, or is that just Queen Phrase, or is that Queen Q, or which Queen
Phrase? Q Phrase. Because any
I'm
other
not following
state
it
is just a word.
Keep puffing away there, Smelly.
Huh?
Keep puffing away there.
Bad guys with no money.
And the book is called From Pedal to Steeple, right?
From Pedal to Steeple. S-E-P-A-L. Steeple.
Oh, that's one of the more big words that I got to go look up.
It's a little word. It's a small one.
From Pedal, P-E-T-A-L, right?
Uh-huh. Pedal to Steeple.
Okay. And just put Q Phrase?
Yes.
Okay, I got that. All right, so I'll make you look nice in my description. All right, definitely.
That sounds awesome.
Maybe she can email you a copy, a picture of the front cover.
Yeah,
okay,
that would
okay,
be
just the Elohim Show at gmail.com.
All right.
Elohim is E-L-O-H-E-E-M. That's all, the Elohim Show at gmail.com.
The, right? Not T-H-A, not D-A. Oh, yeah.
How many people ask you if you're 50 Cent?
If I'm 50 Cent?
No, I'm asking him how many people ask
you
if he's 50 Cent.
Oh, actually,
goddamn, 50 Cent ain't from New York.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's from Queens.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Couldn't make a joke out of it. Damn.
Yeah,
make a
man.
Joke out of like,
as far as 50's concerned with me, Elohim, it's like he ain't really doing nothing good for you if you don't care about him, man. So I'm like really, like later for 50, man. Really, I mean, he ain't doing nothing for the youth. He just messing their minds up. But I can't really say nothing good about him. He's talented as far as a rapper. He's an excellent producer. He gets excellent music. But what kills me about him is that to be so intelligent, and after seeing his movie, he can say so many other things than what he chooses to say. And when an individual chooses purposely to say what they want to say because the world wasn't good to me, so why should I care? But that's
crazy.
Yeah,
that's old. Yeah,
that's not right.
You know, the kid said to him.
You got shit for brains.
Yeah. They all landed and laughed at
that's
it.
The mentality that keeps that ball rolling, where people don't care.
That was shit. Well, but that's a lot of. But actually, at the same time, and people will sit up there and say this and say that. You know what I'm saying about people that got money. But you know, like I've stated before, if I had $10 million, I would spend every dime of that shit getting people to fuck up out of here. I don't give a damn where the hell you want to go. Get your ass out of the United States.
Speaking of money, I got to get to work.
Oh, I forgot you
nice to meet you, Kim.
Engaged in
nice
work.
Nice to meet you guys, too.
Have
all right, people. This
have
is,
a good day, honey.
Miss Weedlet going down real big. Appreciate the girl. I'll be calling y'all a little later. Matter of fact, let me
all right, darling. We'll talk to you later on.
All right.
Much love, dear.
Okay.
All right, check this out, y'all. We finna take one little quick smoke break. How about that? You know what I'm saying? Before we get off into about 30 minutes of the Nutty News. And this is Miss Q, you know what I'm saying, that y'all just heard about. And this is the actual song right here with a little beat to it. And it's called Inhale the Trees. And, yeah, if you don't know what it's talking about, then I don't know what you saying.
You sure you need to roll up another one, man?
Bruh, that's my remix. Oh. That's remix, y'all. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all can't even remix on Blog Talk like that. You know what I'm saying? I use the switch. We come right back at you, man. Roll up. Smoke them if you got them. Watch me smoke if you ain't got them.
Strawberry,
inhale the
banana, mango, whatever your flavor, you create the fantasy as you thumb the paper and flip the pages. Parallel plane, you are El Presidente. Fly with a white eye. Well relaxed, find the friendly skies and optimal comfort. Tell Panama Red what you want. And if we zigzag through this purple haze, it's purple haze. Puff the magic dragon. Inhale the truth. Bing bong on the magic school bus. Inhale the truth. Get your permission slip. Inhale the truth. For an educational trip to the burning bush. Inhale the truth. When I die. Inhale the truth. Burn me up in a firecracker. Get lit. Meet the tambourine man, who takes Alice to Wonderland, where every farmer is rich, blueberry bushes with crystals, and blacks are mild. Jack can plant his seed and grow his stalk. Like a pirate, inhale the truth. Ignite the settlement, a cycle in matrimony, rolling like the wind. Leaves from trees, trees think about the leaves. Through history, known for his mind altering properties, offering prophecies that are evident and true. Take these papers. Get lit. Inhale the truth. The author of the oppressed man. Inhale the truth. Freedom. Life. Liberty. And the pursuit to be happy. A declaration of independence. From control off. No more characters. Care for the seasons if they were our children. But what the axe forgets, the tree remembers. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. When I die, inhale the tree. Burn me up, inhale the tree. Get lit. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree.
Alright, y'all, it's time for this motherfucking nothing news, man. We gotta give y'all some news up in here, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and beam everybody up and, man, get your ass out of the way, Timmy. Get the fuck out of the way.
Timmy!
Get your ass out of the way, boy. Sorry about that, people. Man. You know, you need to get stiff cursing out every once in a while, you know what I'm saying? You gotta give them a stiff cursing out every once in a while. So he just ain't complete, you know what I'm saying? All right, so today's Nutting News brought to you part by NuttingNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, smoky, off-the-wall news. Yeah, something like that. You know what I'm saying? Today is Weed's Day, people. You know, got to get high. See you, Mel. Get your ass out of here anyway. Who cares?
Mel Gibson. Weed from around the world.
Hey, while you're searching for some news, Smelly, how many promos do we get out of that from Elohim? The fact that he's getting a guest through you.
Oh, yeah, we do need to get some promos, man. What the going on, man?
We need some
get
promos.
Yeah, hey, people, we need some promos from everybody, goddammit. Shit. All right, if y'all don't know what a promo is, let me go ahead and give y'all a few of them. Something like
that. Here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory.
Sorry, where do you get
that?
Nowhere.
Go to bid66.com.
We make up
right
our own shit
now.
Too. Yeah, we make our own shit up. Or, you know what I'm saying, y'all can add some music to it and get a little groovy with it, you
what?
Know?
Good people. This is your host with the most Captain Smell of So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize, alongside my international co-host, Sayanai. And when we're not on the show looking for groovy chicks, man, we're hanging out with Martin Torres and Mr. Mike, doing what we do on That My Word Radio Reality Show, right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
Look, I'm talking about. So yeah, y'all drop something off like that on us. Just put our names in it and Reggae Game Radio or the Starship Smelly Prize. And if you don't want to add no music to it, you ain't got to do that. I can add music to it for you. I'll put some Wheel of Fortune on it. You are riding out with the Starship Smelly Prize. Oh. Sorry.
Was that Love Boat?
That was Wheel of Fortune, man. Wheel of Fortune. Oh, man, I almost gave you an award for that.
Hey, we don't use that tune over here for Wheel of Fortune.
Yellow?
It's different over here.
That must be a copyrighted tune, then.
I guess so. Maybe it's adjusted to the public that is watching the show, and our taste is a little different than your taste.
Oh,
maybe.
Y'all got some techno beat. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Hope no one was recording that. Yeah, that was embarrassing. All right.
And you say that with the archive running.
Fuck. All right, people. Let's get into some news, man. Anybody got some nutty news, first of all, from your own hometown? Get all the local news out the way first.
Well, I saw Jaime in the chat room. He said now that his wife is out of town, he can't get the brown stripes out of his underwear.
Oh, that's really great news. That's what we need to know.
That's a little bit more local news than that we need to know. Because I don't even want to say
wipe
nutty.
Your ass.
Hey, I don't even want to say nutty behind that. You know what I'm saying?
Quit farting.
Yeah. That doesn't go together. You know what I'm saying?
That's yeah. Some shitty news. That ain't nutty news.
Oh, man. All right.
Something shitty and stinky about that one.
All right. What you got? You ain't got nothing nutty from Washington?
No, hey. Nothing other than it's trying to sunshine today. That's some news here in Seattle where it always rains.
Oh. Well, that ain't no news.
No.
Talking about something nutty. All right. Well, how about this? Let's go over here to Petoskey, Michigan. Well, I don't know what the fuck that's at, but all right. Disabled rooster loses fight for home. Okay.
Okay.
Northern Michigan woman has lost a long legal battle to keep her disabled pet rooster in a suburban neighborhood. What the fuck are you talking about, a disabled rooster? What the bitch don't
that is some nutty news. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
No. He's just cocking shit. Cock! Cock!
Cock-a-doodle-doo. What, he can't get his doodle-doo out?
Yeah, he's just cock now.
He can only get his cock out?
Cock!
Poor thing.
Beaker, who suffered permanent injury when he was dropped at the age of 3 days by students. Yeah, you bastards. Oh, sorry.
Oh, Lordy.
At Montessori Kindergarten. Yeah, you little turds. We'll have to move to the Second Chance Animal Ranch. But, yeah, they don't have a second chance at making it. But Sharon Peters' words about her pet's future, since he can barely see, has a club foot and is frightened of other chickens, but is comfortable with her and her husband. Y'all should have put his ass on the dinner table a long time ago. Yeah. Chicken club foot. I ain't never had nothing like that before. I'm going to check that out. Chicken club foot. That sounds kind of tasty. Anybody want some of that chicken club foot? Yeah, all right. Let's keep it moving, people. Over here in the good old US of A, atheists. Yeah, who loves those guys? I don't.
God.
Yeah, everyone. God loves everyone. Atheists use hair dryers to de-baptize.
What? Did I hear you right?
I want to sink in real quick. You know, I've always let that. Yeah.
What the hell?
American atheists lined up to be de-baptized in a ritual using a hairdryer. Yes. Leading atheist Edwin Cajun blasted his fellow non-believers with the hairdryer to symbolically dry up the holy water sprinkled on their heads in days past. Kagan believes parents are wrong to baptize their children before they are able to make their own choices, even slamming some religious education as child abuse.
Okay.
I'm going to have to give you an award on that one, brother.
That's just plain stupid. That ain't even nutty.
That ain't even nutty. You know what I'm saying? That's just stupid. Matter of fact, let me. No, I'm gonna give you a proper award. Yeah, here you go. You
lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Crazy motherfucker. All right, keep this shit moving, man. Albany, New York, violent offenders have sex with dates at prison party. That's what I'm talking about. Getting enough.
That's nothing new.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Officials and staff were irresponsible when they authorized and failed to supervise a party at youth prison where some violent offenders had sex with dates. Oh, this is youth camp now. Just getting it on.
Wow, okay.
Oh, sorry. The party was for four offenders as a reward for good behavior. They ranged in age from 17 to 20. Three doing time for murder and one for armed robbery.
Wow.
And you're throwing parties.
Yeah, really? What the hell?
How the hell you get good behavior after you done murdered a motherfucker? Right.
I guess he didn't murder anybody else.
Well, since you haven't murdered anyone in the past year, we'll go ahead and give you this extra piece of bread on your meal. Motherfucker.
And some girls on the side over here.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we snuck in some chicks for you guys, too. We didn't. But don't murder them. We can't let anybody know. Oh, man.
Yeah, you can fuck them, but you can't kill them.
You know what I'm saying? And don't rob them, you fucking robber. Don't rob them either. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Damn. Anyways, let's go on over here to Cali. California. Shouts out to Goofy Bo. who's out rolling around the California streets right now making deliveries. Where NAACP wants to make Neverland a state park. Yeah, but I mean, shit, they keep talking about the bitches in foreclosure and all the other kind of crazy shit. How in the hell a place that if you say right now, donate a dollar to save the Neverland Ranch. You know how many motherfucking people would give their goddamn paychecks?
A lot.
You know.
To save that shit. I'm talking about not here in the United States. I'm talking about around the world. Just put a worldwide message out. You know what I'm saying? Save the Neverland Ranch. Like motherfucking saving the clock tower, goddammit. And see how many motherfucking people will send in money. Shit. I need to call my house the Neverland Ranch and put a campaign like that together. Wait a minute.
No. I got a better idea. You put a campaign together and you start living in the Neverland Ranch.
Hey, that's real. If I raise $10 million for this motherfucker, I need to get one house on the Neverland Ranch. That's all I want. And I can come and go freely as I want. Shit. I make so much money for that bitch because we'll be partying our ass off in that motherfucker. Smoke parties every day up. Neverlands would be the shit. Talking about a state park. Yeah, because people going to be parking there from every state to get their party on. You know what I'm saying? Shit. That's what I'm talking about. Good old smoking. Anyways, the NAACP, which captured national attention this week by formally condemning the racist elements in the Tea Party, is now supporting a California state lawmaker's proposal to turn the former home of the King of Pop into a state park. Assemblyman Mike Davis said this week that California NAACP President Alice Huffman and others approaching with the idea of the State Department of Parks and Recreation taking over the Neverland Ranch in Santa Barbara County. What would that mean, though? Anybody has any idea what that would mean?
No.
Anybody?
No.
I'm not talking, so.
Anybody?
Trying to make a buck, it sounds like.
I'm trying to wait for the response from the chat room, too. You know what I'm saying?
That takes 2 minutes. So,
yeah, because here's the old lady at Prophet Jackal talking to me. I donate a dollar. Man, that was 2, 4, 8 conversations ago. Or was it? We hire people. Sorry.
Timmy!
Yeah, blame it on Timmy. All right, keep it moving, people. Let's keep it moving. Hey, and I see 813 on the line, you know what I'm saying? That's my homeboy, Tsunami. You know what I'm saying? Chilling off in the back. Let me get a couple more of these out of the way. $1 to save Michael's home. Oh, yeah, we know that, brother. We know that.
$1 to let Smelly live in Michael's home.
Yeah. Anybody want to donate $1 so I can live in the Never Never Land? A ranch until it becomes a state park, and then I'm moving out that shit. You know what I'm saying? Who wants to stay in a fucking park, you know? Then I'll be homeless. You know what I'm saying? I'm living in a fucking park. I'm not on a ranch. Shit. All right. Anyways. Bar Harbor. What the hell is that at?
I don't know.
Bar Harbor.
Bar.
It sounds like a good place to be, though. Anywhere there's a bar. Oh.
All right. On
vacation again. First dog, Bo, flew in on separate jet. Damn. Y'all got money to fly a fucking dog in on his own jet.
Wow.
Ain't this a bitch? Arriving in a small jet before the Obamas was the first dog, Bo. Yeah, a Portuguese water dog. What the fuck is that? Dogs don't even like water. I guess that one does, because he's a water dog. Yeah, given as a present by the late U.S. Senator Ted Kennedy. Air traffic at the small Hancock County Bar Harbor Airport in Trenton was shut down for the presidential arrival. A U.S. Coast Guard helicopter patrolled the air
In anticipation of the First Family's touchdown, and a pair of local fire and rescue trucks stood ready on an otherwise empty tarmac at the private air hangar. Ah, ain't that a bitch. Wonder where your taxpayers' money is going.
They show much love for their pet, by the way, by sending it forth and not taking it with them.
You feel me? They ain't want the what the hell they call it, aircraft one or some shit like that, to smell like dog piss.
Air Force One.
Yeah, that shit. Yeah, that shit there. Yeah.
Yeah. If it was my dog, it would travel on the plane with me. Or I would go along with it on the cargo plane.
I wouldn't be giving a fuck about no dog. Because I'd be partying on the plane trying to get high. I ain't worried about the dog. I'd probably trip over his ass. Get out of here. Get your ass out of here. Get up in the cockpit. Oh, like Timmy. You know what I'm saying? Name is Timmy. All right, y'all. Your Secretary of Homeland Security. Dun-dun-dun-dun. In Alabama, on a prominent Mobile, Alabama morning drive show, Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napoli. Oh, I don't even want to even say her name. Anybody with Napolitano, Napoleon, anything around that name needs to yell, get the fuck out. made a pretty big gaffe during an interview. As it was wrapping up, Napolitano, wanted to pat herself on the back. How can you do that? Oh, I can do that. For working with Alabama officials on one day and responding to the Gulf Oil spill.
How do you do that?
Freaking pothead. Jeez, freaking pothead. You got to love. And while mentioning that she had met with Alabama officials, including Governor Haley Barbour, the problem is, he's governor of Mississippi. Right. So how in the hell did you meet with the governor in Alabama if he's the governor of Mississippi? Bitch, you didn't meet with no motherfucking governor. That's what it's saying. You lied. I just read it right there, people. The bitch lied. That's what the bitch lied. Ain't that a bitch. She had met with Alabama officials. Yeah, but the problem is he's governor of Mississippi. Boy, that's fucked up. And this is your Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napoli. I mean, yeah, you know, shit. Said it right the first time. All right, man, I'm moving to Tokyo officially, 3009. Yeah, because airline is the first to offer draft beer. No, it ain't. You fly first class, you get draft beer. What the fuck y'all talking about? You get that old make you dizzy dry wine when you're in, you know what I'm saying, coaching shit. But you can't get fucked up on the plane, you know what I'm saying? Japan's all nipping. I thought I was about to say something else. Yeah. That's a good airline. All nipple airline. Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah. But no, nipping airways. Announced it will become the first airline in the world, to offer draft beer in flight. Yeah, the airline said the draft beer will cost about $11.30 per glass, and 20 cups will be available on each domestic flight, except Tokyo to Okinawa flights, which will have 40 glasses. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Now you're going to get some drunk motherfucking kung fu motherfucking 18 belt carrying motherfucking China, Tokyo and what, Japanese, and one of them motherfuckers, Asian, goddammit. Shit. Getting tore up, you know what I'm saying, on 11:30. Well, you ain't going to get tore up too much. $11.30 a glass. Shit. Yeah, that's like one cup, please. You know, let me sip slow, because damn. But that's on Tokyo. See, here, Americans abuse the shit out of that, though. You know what I'm saying? Because we got credit cards. So, motherfuckers, what, will be told the fuck up with like $100, $200 bill and shit. done drunk a keg worth of beer and shit. You know what I'm saying? All on their credit card, though, so they don't feel it. Oh, man, I was shit-faced at getting off the plane.
You got a credit card, Smiley?
Yeah. It's called a debit card, prepaid debit card. Fucking right.
That's something else. That's something else. You can't go under the limit there.
That's the only shit I need to do, under and over, whatever I put on there.
Alrighty. Nah, yeah. Credit card is not good for me. I think it's not good for most people, so...
It's a fucking crutch, people. There's no such thing in credit. How the fuck I'm gonna give you something you ain't got?
Yep. That's a trick, and you'll go deeper and deeper into that every month.
I'm gonna give you something. When I first got to the military, man, I had they gave you what's called a BX card. So it's like a government issued debit card, credit card, but it's just the setup to see how you gonna handle them. A credit card for to get to you. That's the way you got to analyze this. So they gave me the card. I go in motherfucking buy my little shit. I maxed the card out to $300. You know what I'm saying? My little paycheck came in. I paid it right off. Boom, $300. You know what I'm saying? And then they gave me, and I did it again. Waited, paid it back off. So the second time that I did that, the third time they sent me a letter in the mail talking about, congratulations, you could up your balance. Now, think about this. Now, I'm trained out of my paycheck to pay $300, and I can handle that. Okay, so this is what I do. Now, I done motherfucking upped it to $600. Okay, so I'm trained to max it out.
Yeah, I know.
So now I go max it out at $600. And when it comes to going to make the $300 payment, now I'm short. So now I can only make the $300 payment, but I'm $300 behind in actuality because now the interest rates are going to kick up.
Yeah, and what interest rates? They are incredibly high.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They should
borrow money from a bank. It's pretty low interest if you compare it to what the credit cards are charging, and the banks are charging ridiculous interest, by the way.
Man, hey people, that's 3 minutes left. Let me do this last one for you. How about that? Corsica, Paris Hilton in France drug bust. Who the fuck cares? Illegal immigrant body stored in refrigerated truck. Everybody cares. Phoenix, Arizona. The number of deaths among illegal immigrants crossing the Arizona desert from Mexico is soaring so high this month that the medical examiner's office that handles the bodies is using a refrigerated truck to store some of them.
Nasty.
The bodies of 40 illegal immigrants have been brought to the office of Pima County Medical Examiner since July 1st.
Dang. I wonder if that's even legal. They're hauling food in those trucks. How can they put bodies in there legally?
Yummy.
That's gross.
Well, the other way around would be gross.
I guess so, but still. Come on. I don't want dead bodies in the truck that's hauling food.
Man. Hey.
As long as they retire the truck after they put the dead bodies in, I'm okay with that.
Nah, yeah, they're going to use the truck to transport kids' summer food to the park.
Nasty.
That's good.
And they forgot a body.
Got a smell to it.
At the same time, without loading out the bodies.
Oh, man. All right, people, this is Who Has the Best Weed Wednesday. We have not come to a goddamn conclusion, but that's what
Yeah. We came to one.
Who?
Wherever it's legal.
Oh, the Netherlands. Yeah, Netherlands wins, people. One, because they're illegal. Two, because they have so many different places that you can travel to get various high grades of the Mary Jane.
Lots of flavors to choose from.
There you go. Congratulations there, Netherlands. You didn't win the soccer game, but you won here.
That's even better.
Oh, man. I had to throw that one in there. Congratulations. You guys are still winners. But, yeah, you have to try the fight for next year. Yeah. Yeah.
So close, but yet so far away.
Hey, you know, only by one header. Right. Right.
And that was an unbelievable goal they made, too, Spain.
How do you lose to a headshot, man?
It was not a headshot. That was Germany's goal. It was Spain against Germany.
You smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. Woo!
No.
That was the wrong goal you were looking at.
Oh.
It was
right.
A semi-final. But,
now you kicked it in.
About time, I guess. So, come back tomorrow, everybody.
All right. That's real. All right, we're going to get on up out of here with a little reggae, man, a little soothing. Soothing melody, you know what I'm saying, man. And this is Grindsman, you know what I'm saying? And If You Stop, because I like this song. And I'll let y'all, man. Thank you, Mr. Sinai.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Mrs. Heavenly Angel. And, of course, Tsunami, who just popped in here on the back half of the show. Appreciate it, my brother. And
all
we'll
right.
be seeing y'all around in the hood in a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's going down. Peace.
Yeah, man, you don't know a fire grind system. My empress, my heart, I don't know. We don't like what's going on in another world. That's how you have to ask the people that sing. Sing the singer.
Tell me why. Why do you think I'm dying? Why the mall is crying? Why the wall is burning? Tell me why. Why do all the shooting? Why killing the siblings? Why do all the raping?
So me, I tell them it's a stop. The youth them where you're dead, they not a batch. The raping, the shooting, burning must stop. Lego that, before people rise and fight back. Society of all them said they killing to stop. But I want that, said Mary Jane for murder was a shock. Shanika, they a market and she get kidnapped. Get raped and killer with sick man. Do that, the nation traumatized and my sister youth. But we no done, some youth are dead really gruesome. Shanaka and Shanika left Westmoreland dumb the day before them. Let's see them life done. And so please, you have chanted and lived and gone.
Tell me why. Why do you seem dying?
And sure,
why do mothers are crying? Why do all this burning? Tell me why. Why do all this shooting?
You hear that?
Why do the youth of the future?
Mountains, you him get shot. Just 3 months, you a heartless man. Do that. You 13 year old get raped and get shot. Charlie Cement and Churchstone High School did that till lock. That's okay. My youth is a 10 year old. That them burn her to death. And no Max feel shot. He need guarding, get strangled. Them thing that to stop. Was a promising you to our parents.
Why? Why do you seem dying?
Improvement,
you know. Why do all this burning? Tell me why. Why do all the shooting? Why killing the siblings? Why do all the raping?
Well, we're not killing the youth, fuck. The youth, them are the future. We grew up and make this a better tomorrow. No matter what life says, you want to be a sorrow. You take me, it's gonna lick out, man, marrow. When you walk up, tell all the Almighty, say, you don't care what you call it, which name out there. If you call him anything, that's in what they meaning. So a full time now, so we start to kill him.
Tell me why. Why do you seem dying?
Sure, man,
why do all of them crying? Why do all of them burning?
Come together and know what we are doing this time.
Tell me why. Why do all of them shooting?
You know, you're Empress
Archer. Why killing the siblings? Why do all of them raping?
Tell me
why.
The youth them where you're dead in a batch. The raping, the shooting, burning must stop. Before people rise and fight back.
Society of all them said they kill it. They stop out of water. Security for murder was a shock. Shanika, they are market and she get kidnapped. Get raped and kill a whiskey man. Do that the nation traumatized. I'm a sister, you that but we know them. Commuter dead really gruesome. Shanaka and Shanika left Westmoreland. Dump the day before them missing. Let's see them life done. And Chaplia, you are Sanjid and Linton gone down.
Tell me why. Why do you send dying? Why do all this burning? Tell me why. Why do all this shooting?